go to the grocery store and buy some groceries, the grocer might put the groceries in a box. They more likely will put it to paper.
Paper sack.
And if you bought 50 pounds of flour, you might buy it in a cloth.
Sorry.
No. And if you bought potatoes, you might buy them in a loosely woven cloth.
I don't think you know that far, so just paper sack. Mm-hmm.
They used to have a great big 100-pound
I know.
100-pound sack.
And if you had a large quantity of cider, it would probably be in a big wooden
barrel.
And if you had not a full load, you had a wagon, say, with wood in it, if you didn't have a full load, you just had a...
Jag.
Everybody says that. I never heard of it until I came out here, but everybody says it around here. Jag. Lady does the washing, hangs up the clothes outside, and then they get dry. She goes out, takes them down, and puts them in a... carries them...
clothes basket.
And if you bought a large quantity of nails, you'd probably buy it in a wooden
cake.
And around the barrel there are big metal
hooks.
And if you had a bottle with some liquid in it, you didn't want the liquid to come out, you could probably put a
cork in it.
And if this thing you put in it were made out of glass, farm implement that breaks up the ground, you call a
plow.
And then you go over it with a
different machine. First go with a disc.
And then
harrow.
Harrow is what I was asking.
And
I don't
know.
What?
And a cotton mulcher.
Then we have a new one now, color mulcher it's called. Crushes it, breaks up the clods.
That's even smaller breaking up than the harrow. You ever have a stone boat? Probably not enough stones around here to have one.
No.
Could you tell me something about different kinds of sleds? Size, small, that a child would ride to a large one at parties? Any different kinds of sleds? Or you might hook a horse up to one. How about the one they take the wagon bed? That right on sometimes.
Well, that was called bobsled. Had double runners, box on it.
And is that a cutter?
Used to have a cutter.
Is that just a one long runner?
Mm-hmm.
I mean two actually, one on each side.
Yes.
And then two or three people would ride in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the boy, small boy, would ride on a...
call that just a sled.
A sled.
About that long.
You ever, the boys ever take a, you got some hills around here, you could ride sleds pretty well. Go run and jump on head first on a sled.
And go down the hill. And coast.
They call that coast?
Coast.
But the act of running and jumping on, they call, I'm going to go take a...
Hi.
They never call it a belly flop or something like that?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't believe.
Okay. If I want to get the hair out of my eyes, I might use a comb or I might use a
brush.
And the man wants to sharpen his straight razor, he can sharpen it on a
chop.
And if he wants to go hunting with a rifle, he better take some ammunition, which would probably be some